snuggle up with your favorite cozy blanket. Grab a glass of water or a cup of decaffeinated tea and settle down for the next episode of Wind Down Wiki. Thanks for joining me again. Tonight I'm going to be reading about Kirby. Everyone knows Kirby. And, I mean, he lives in Dreamland, so he's the perfect mascot to fall asleep thinking about. As long as we don't look too deep into Kirby's past. So, to start us off, I thought we could go to the official Kirby Nintendo page and see what Nintendo has to say about Kirby. Kirby, he may only be 8 inches tall, but you should never underestimate this little pink hero. On the planet Popstar, Kirby uses his elastic body and his uncanny ability to absorb enemies to save Dreamland from the mischievous King Dedede. Since then, he's gone on countless other adventures and even become a force to be reckoned with in the Super Smash Bros. Fighting game series. So that's Kirby, here with his friends Waddle Dee, King Dedede, and even Meta Knight. He's kind of a visual anti-character. Is he good or bad? But tonight we're going to focus on Kirby, and we'll be looking at Kirby's Wikipedia entry. Kirby, Japanese Kabi, is the titular protagonist of the Kirby series of video games, owned by Nintendo and HAL Laboratory. I love the HAL Laboratory logo. It's so strange. Every time it comes up before a Kirby game, I know that I'm in for some cute weirdness. If you haven't seen it, it's a dog that's sleeping and it has eggs. Like a mother dog with eggs in a nest. So I think that sets you up for Kirby. As one of Nintendo's most popular and familiar icons, Kirby's round appearance and ability to copy his foe's powers has made him a well-known figure in video games, consistently ranked as one of the most iconic video game characters. He first appeared in 1992 in Kirby's Dream Land for the Game Boy, originally a placeholder created by Masahiro Sakurai at the age of 19 for the game's early development. He has since then starred in over 20 games, ranging from action platformers to puzzles, racing, and even pinball, and has been featured as a playable fighter in all Super Smash Bros. Games. He has also starred in his own anime and manga series. Since 1999, he has been voiced by Makiko Omoto. You keep up the good work, Omoto-san, because Kirby has the cutest sounds. I admittedly have listened to all of his Smash Bros. Sounds for the new Smash Bros. Game, and there are just so many. You would not think that this little pink blob that doesn't speak would have so much to say. Kirby is well known for his ability to inhale objects and creatures to gain their powers, as well as his ability to float by expanding his body. He uses these abilities to rescue various lands, including his homeworld of Planet Popstar, from evil forces and antagonists such as Dark Matter or Nightmare. On these adventures, he often crosses paths with his rivals, King Dedede and Meta Knight, though Meta Knight can be seen as a hero depending on the game. See, what did I tell you? Kirby has been described as one of the most legendary video game characters of all time by PC World. In virtually all of his appearances, Kirby is depicted as cheerful, innocent, and food-loving, but becomes fearless, bold, and clever in the face of danger. Concept and creation. Kirby was created by video game designer Masahiro Sakurai as the player character of the 1992 game Kirby's Dream Land. The character's design was intended to serve as a placeholder graphic for the game's original protagonist in early development, and thus was given a simplistic, ball-like appearance. Sakurai switched the placeholder design for the final character design when he believed that it served the character better. The character was known as Popopo during development until the name Kirby was chosen from a draft list of potential names. Shigeru Miyamoto stated that Kirby was chosen in honor of the American lawyer John Kirby, who defended Nintendo in the Universal City Studios Inc. versus Nintendo Co. Ltd. case in 1984, and that the guttural sounding name contrasted amusingly with the character's cute appearance. It's funny they said that, because now Kirby has such a cute connotation. I wouldn't think of it as sounding guttural. Kirby, I guess maybe in Japanese. Kirby appears white in Kirby's Dream Land due to the grayscale palette of the Game Boy system. Sakurai intended the character to be pink, though Miyamoto originally wanted the character to be yellow. Kirby does appear white in the game's North American promotional materials and artwork to reflect the character's in-game appearance. In North America, Kirby consistently appears in artwork with a more striking, bolder expression than in Japan, where his expression is more relaxed. This trend became known as a trope called American Kirby is Hardcore by TV Tropes, for works, cover art, and otherwise, that are modified or redesigned in a totally different manner to appeal to other regions' markets. Nintendo has said that the more battle-ready appearance appeals to a wider audience in North America. I might have to disagree with them on this one, because I think I would be more likely to buy a copy of Cute Kirby than Angry Kirby, but maybe that would be narrowing their demographic. I know the same thing actually happened for Crash Bandicoot, but in reverse. So Crash Bandicoot is obviously American, so, you know, he looks pretty crazy on our covers of the games that he's in. But when they tried to take Crash Bandicoot to Japan, they actually made him cuter. So he had, like, more eye shines. So it's interesting how that works in reverse. But I wish they would keep Kirby cute. I don't need him to have angry eyebrows. Characteristics. Physical appearance. Kirby has a pink, spherical body with small stubby arms and large red feet. His eyes are a distinctive oval shape and are white with eye shine at the top, black in the center, and dark blue on the bottom. It was all black in early games. He has rosy cheek blushes near his eyes also. His body is soft and flexible, allowing him to stretch or flatten or adopt different shapes, open his mouth really wide to inhale foes, or inflate himself with air and fly. Ugh, I want to poke Kirby now. He sounds like a little marshmallow. According to Super Smash Bros., he is 8 inches or 20.32 centimeters tall. However, the games themselves are inconsistent with Kirby's height. Kirby's appearance has changed subtly over the years, becoming more rounded and defined, mainly in his face and larger blue eyes. The new design has been used in all subsequent games. It's true, Kirby's appearance has really changed a lot over the years. I think I'm probably partial to, my favorite Kirby game was Return to Dreamland on Game Boy Advance, not the original system it was on, not that it makes a big difference. So I'm partial to that Kirby. I don't especially like the original Kirby design where he has lines on his face. He has like the little Ash Ketchum, like squiggly lightning bolt zigzaggies on his cheeks instead of blush. So I guess if I had to pick my least favorite Kirby design, maybe the beginning one. But somewhere in the middle, I think, is my favorite. Right now, he's really polished and, like, maybe a little too perfect. I like the kind of in between the worst Kirby and the best Kirby, if that makes sense. Personality. Kirby hails from the distant planet Popstar, where he lives in a dome-shaped house in the country of Dreamland. Picture yourself on the distant planet Popstar. You're visiting Kirby's house in the country of Dreamland. But don't ask him to share his cake with you. He has a positive attitude and frequently helps to save Dreamland through the use of his unique powers. His age is never directly stated, although he is referred to as a little boy in the English manual for Kirby's Dream Land, described as a baby in the anime, and referred to being a jolly fellow in Kirby Superstar. Kirby is cheerful and innocent. He is often depicted with a voracious appetite. His other hobbies include singing, although he is tone deaf. That's something I didn't know about Kirby. The same personality and nature is present in the Super Smash Bros. Games. In Super Smash Bros. Melee, his trophy profile states that he's an extremely skilled technician. Kirby plays a prominent role in the Subspace Emissary plot as a protagonist, the story mode of Super Smash Bros. Brawl. Although he appears cute and innocent, many commercials and ads have contrasted this with his extreme fighting skills when he takes on the abilities of enemies. Kirby is a character of few words and rarely speaks in-game. His dialogue is largely limited to appearances in some games' instruction manuals and brief comments such as "Hi" or "Bye-yo" in games including Super Smash Bros. And Kirby 64, The Crystal Shards. Despite his lack of dialogue, Kirby narrates the functions of certain copy abilities on the pause menu in the Kirby Nightmare in Dreamland, Kirby and the Amazing Mirror, and Kirby Squeak Squad. Kirby gives short descriptions of various menu options when they are highlighted. The concept of Kirby being mostly mute is supported by Masahiro Sakurai's insistence that Kirby does not speak in the anime series. Although he does occasionally say the names of his special attacks and certain foods, and sometimes repeats other words that he hears. In the Super Smash Bros. Series, when Kirby copies a foe's ability, Kirby says the name of some of the attacks, such as Captain Falcon's Falcon Punch, Ness's PK Flash, Lucas's PK Freeze, Ryu's Hadouken, Jump Speed Shield Buster Smash when using Shulk's Mondo Arts and Terry Bogard's Power Wave. There are some notable exceptions where Kirby actually does speak in-game, such as Kirby's Avalanche and Kirby no Kira Kira Kizu and Kirby's Epic Yarn. Despite his lovable nature, he sometimes acts in an impulsive or naive way, such as when he accuses King Dedede of interfering with the Fountain of Dreams in Kirby's Adventure, and then leaves to retrieve the pieces of the Shattered Star Rod without receiving a full explanation. He also attacked Meta Knight in Kirby Squeak Squad for ownership of a chest that he believed contained a slice of his stolen strawberry cake. In reality, the Star Rod was going to be taken by Nightmare, who would corrupt the Fountain of Dreams and turn every dream into a nightmare. Oh no. And the chest that Kirby wanted contained Dark Nebula, a powerful being with evil intentions, not his cake. King Dedede and Meta Knight were aware of these problems and were trying to protect the world. Alright, abilities. There's a very interesting graphic on the Kirby Wikipedia page. There's a crude Microsoft Paint type drawing of Kirby where he's just a circle with an eye cut out. And it shows him inhaling an enemy, but this is not your typical Kirby enemy. This is an enemy that's a cube with a face and a sword. We then see the pink circle Kirby and the green cube enemy fuse together via an arrow and turn into a green Kirby with a sword. I will say, even though it's not a legitimate illustration of Kirby, it's very informative, so thank you whoever put this on the Kirby wiki. Kirby's main ability is inhaling enemies and objects and spitting them out with incredible force. Both his mouth and body expand to allow him to inhale things much larger than himself. However, there's a limit to what he can inhale. Excessively large or heavy foes like bosses can resist Kirby's inhale. Against these opponents, Kirby must find smaller characters to use as ammo or intercept his opponent's attacks and send them back at them. Kirby, right back at ya. Kirby is able to float like a balloon by inhaling a gulp of air to make himself more buoyant, flying slowly by flapping his arms. However, his only methods of attack in this state are to spit the gulp of air, sending him back towards the ground. While in most games he can float indefinitely, he gets tired in some games, such as Kirby 64, The Crystal Shards, Team Kirby Clash Deluxe, Kirby Fighters Deluxe, and Super Smash Bros. Kirby's main mode of transportation is a star-shaped flying vehicle called a Warp Star. By clinging to its side or riding it like a surfboard, Kirby is able to move quickly through the air and travel quickly between areas. From the second game onwards, by swallowing foes, Kirby can copy their primary attribute, called a copy ability, giving Kirby new abilities such as gaining fire abilities from inhaling a fiery creature, or the ability to shoot needles from his body by eating a spiky creature. Kirby can only have one copy ability at a time, and must discard his current one if he wishes to use another. Additionally, if he takes too much damage, his copy ability will be knocked out of him, though if he's quick, he can inhale it again. Kirby Superstar greatly expanded on the concept of copy abilities from Kirby's Adventure. Originally, Kirby obtained one move from a copy ability, which replaced his inhale. But Kirby Superstar introduced multiple fighting techniques for each ability with their own controls. Additionally, while Kirby's Adventures didn't have Kirby's appearance drastically change when he had a copy ability, aside from his color changing to orange or snow white, or wielding a weapon for abilities like sword or hammer. Kirby Superstar gave each copy ability its own costume, such as a fiery crown for Fire Kirby, or a floppy green cap that resembles Link's for Sword Kirby. In Kirby Superstar, Kirby could sacrifice his current copy ability to create a helper, an allied version of the enemy Kirby typically gets that ability from. The new helper could be controlled by the game or by a second player. This feature has not yet been included in later Kirby games, although it was introduced in Kirby Superstar's remake, Kirby Superstar Ultra, and was intended to return in the canceled GameCube Kirby game, which would have had Kirby able to make up to four helpers at once. In the game Kirby Star Allies, the game's main mechanic is similar to this, but now you can have up to three helpers. I don't remember the name. I guess it's probably Kirby Superstar Ultra. But the Switch game, you can have the copied characters, I believe. And it's kind of fun because, like, your friends can play as, like, Waddle Dee or, I don't know, the Beam one. Any of the enemies, so the Bomb Junior guy, the Hammer Dude. So it's cool because you can have up to four abilities basically whether you're playing with friends or not. So, I don't know. I think it's a fun feature that they added to the game. I wouldn't mind seeing it in other games in the future. Other games have developed his powers even further, often with new ways to utilize his copy abilities. As a whole, however, his basic moves have remained the same. In Kirby 64, Kirby can combine two copy abilities to create new and unique ones. This returns in Kirby Squeak Squad in a limited form, but only with Bomb and Sword, which are both able to combine with Ice, Fire, and Spark. In Kirby Star Allies, this returns again, with more combinations available to the player. In Kirby's Return to Dream Land, some copy abilities received enhanced versions called Super Abilities. Stronger than normal copy abilities, Super Abilities are capable of destroying scenery and interacting with the environment. But unlike normal copy abilities, their use has a time limit. Likewise, in Kirby Triple Deluxe, Kirby can eat a miracle fruit to become Hypernova Kirby, giving his basic inhale ability a temporary boost that allows him to inhale huge objects. In addition to natural and copy abilities, Kirby makes use of a wide variety of power-ups and items. In Kirby's Dream Land, Kirby's first appearance, Kirby did not have copy abilities. He instead collected power-ups such as Mint Leaf, which enabled him to shoot out endless air pellets for a limited amount of time, Super Spicy Curry, which let Kirby shoot out fireballs from his mouth until the item's effect wore off or he lost a life. Kirby uses food or other special items like Maxim Tomatoes or Invincibility Lollipops to heal his health or gain temporary invincibility in the case of the lollipop. Kirby Superstar, Kirby Superstar Ultra, Kirby and the Amazing Mirror, and Kirby's Return to Dreamland contain a feature where Kirby can share his food with the second player. It's cute. It looks like they're kissing. In Super Smash Bros. Brawl, Kirby's final smash is his cook ability from Kirby Superstar, which cooks opponents, items, and more. In Super Smash Bros. For Nintendo 3DS and Wii U and Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, Kirby's final smash is an Ultra Sword attack. I think the cook ability is way cooler. In the game, he like has a ladle, two ladles, I think, and a chef's hat. And he bangs the ladles together, and then all the surrounding enemies go into the pot, and you get full health. It's cool because it's like a limited ability. I think you can only do it once, and then the microphone you can do three times. So those are always exciting to get. In Kirby's Epic Yarn and its 3DS remake, at the start of the game, Kirby inhales a yarn-based Maxim tomato, referred to by Yin Yarn as Metamato, transforming him into yarn, granting Kirby the ability to transform into a car, a surfboarding penguin, a UFO, and many other forms. Also, since Kirby cannot suck up enemies in this game, since air just goes through him, he uses a yarn whip to grab enemies and turn them into yarn balls, which can be thrown at other foes, attached to buttons, move zippers, and more. Alright, next section. Species. Although never explored in great detail in the series, Kirby is not the only member of his kind. Similar-looking characters are seen in the ending of Kirby's Dream Land and its remake Spring Breeze and Kirby Superstar. Meta Knight and Galactica Knight, both of whom bear a close resemblance to Kirby without their masks on, are often hinted to be one of the same species as Kirby. In general, members of the species all look similar, but sometimes have different colored skin, eyes, and feet. No official terms exist for them other than Kirby's species. They are commonly referred to as Kirby's. Just as Yoshi in the Mario series is the name of both the species and the character. As a name, however, Kirby refers only to one character. In the English manual of Kirby and the Amazing Mirror, the term Kirby's is used at points To illustrate the feature of having four different colored versions of Kirby active in the game simultaneously. Although, in this situation, the four Kirbys are four pieces of Kirby, rather than four individual Kirby-like beings. Another common term is Dreamlanders, a term used in the instruction manual for Kirby's Adventure. This term, however, also refers to anyone who lives in Dreamland, including characters like King Dedede. The biography of Kirby in Super Smash Bros. Brawl says Kirby is a citizen of Dreamland. Sometimes the term Puff or Puffball is used in official materials to refer to Kirby's round shape, though this does not necessarily indicate the name of his species. In Kirby Nightmare in Dreamland, Kirby's Return to Dreamland, and Kirby and the Amazing Mirror, different colored Kirbys appear as other players in multiple player games. In the case of the latter, they are the result of Kirby being divided into four by Dark Meta Knight. In the anime, Kirby has also been called a Star Warrior. Ooh. Along with Meta Knight and other characters that have appeared in the Kirby animated series. It is said that Kirby is just a young Star Warrior or an underdeveloped one. In the first episode of the animated series, Kirby's spaceship prematurely crashed on Popstar. The trip was supposed to take him several hundred years, and in that time he was supposed to be dormant. However, his ship drifted into a space rift, causing it to warp to Dreamland and making his trip shorter, not allowing him to develop into the Star Warrior he was going to become. Kirby was also called a Warp Star Knight or a Warp Star Warrior, but this was only occasionally seen in select advertisements. I've never actually watched the Kirby anime, but now I'm kind of curious about it. Kirby, right back at ya. That's all I know about it. I don't know anything else. In Kirby's Dream Land 3, a mysterious enemy appears called Batamon. That sounds like a Digimon. Batamon was notable for its resemblance to Kirby, aside from a more flattened shape and different face. These creatures are always seen walking past walls or ceilings beyond Kirby's reach, with the exception of a single stage in Cloudy Park, where Kirby can continue past the exit and come into contact with some. Oh, now that I'm reading that, I remember seeing those, and they kind of were a little bit creepy in Kirby. There are these characters that run around in the background of Kirby's Dream Land 3, and they look very similar to Kirby, but they're not Kirby. Do 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 do. Okay. Appearances. Main series. Kirby's main media form is video games, as he is the star and protagonist of the Nintendo-owned series named after him. Most Kirby games are platform games in which Kirby fights enemies, solves puzzles, and challenges bosses. Each game typically adds a new twist or a change to Kirby's abilities that the levels of the game emphasize, such as combining power-ups in Kirby 64 or super abilities in Return to Dreamland. Most games involve Kirby saving a world or even a universe from a dark, evil force of some kind. Typically, Kirby games have a powerful being, such as Dark Matter or Nightmare, controlling or corrupting a secondary villain. The series has 26 games currently, with the first being Kirby's Dream Land in 1992, and the latest being Kirby Star Allies in 2018. Although most are platform games, some spin-offs have included pinball, racing, and puzzle games. Which spin-offs did I play of Kirby? I remember the putt-putt slash pinball golf one where you could shoot Kirby in a hole. My husband really likes Kirby Racing. Although I'm not sold on the mechanics of it. To me, I don't have the nostalgia, so it feels a little bit clunky. Does Canvas Curse count? It's not included in the three that they listed, Pinball, Racing, and Puzzle, but I would definitely call Canvas Curse a spinoff. That was the one for the 3DS, where instead of having copy abilities, they wanted to show off the 3DS touchscreen and stylus, so you would draw little lines and Kirby would follow along them. And the lines were like rainbowy looking. That's about all I remember from that game. Super Smash Bros. Series. Kirby appears in the Super Smash Bros. Series of games as a playable character, which is also created by Masahiro Sakurai. He is the sole Kirby series representative in Super Smash Bros. And Super Smash Bros. Melee, and has been one of the three, the others being Meta Knight and King Dedede, as of Super Smash Bros. Brawl. He reprises his role as a playable character in Super Smash Bros. For Nintendo 3DS and Wii U, and Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, the latter of which features him playing a starring role in the World of Light story mode, in which he survives the Gleam's massacre on all the fighters, brutally decimating them. Oh, what a stressful sentence. Alright, next section. Anime! Yay! Kirby appears in his own anime title, Kirby! Right back at ya! The Japanese title is just Hoshinokabi, which is just the name of Kirby in Japan. It's Kirby of the Stars. That's interesting. I thought they would have more of a cool title, like Right Back at Ya! This series was licensed in North America by 4Kids Entertainment. Ah, 4Kids! And the Canadian company Nelvana, and produced by Warpstar Inc., a company formed between a joint investment between Nintendo and HAL Laboratory. It aired on 4Kids via Chubu Nippon Broadcasting since 2001, which has done 100 episodes. Wow, there's 100 episodes of the Kirby Right Back Atcha anime? Is that real? The anime series is set in its own universe, independent of the games, and offers its own take on the settings and characters. However, Kirby's creator, Masahiro Sakurai, was greatly involved in its creation, so it did not stray far from his vision of how Kirby should be. The anime contains darker themes such as war and death, while maintaining the cheerful and surreal themes the games are known for. In the anime, Kirby's origin and backstory are explored much more deeply than in the games. Kirby is a legendary star warrior who, according to legend, is fated to save Popstar from destruction. But he was awoken from his slumber 200 years too early by mistake, and as such has many baby or childlike qualities. Because of his age, he is still getting the hang of his powers and depends even more on the help of his friends to pull through tough situations. It is also implied that Kirby was originally a creation of the ancient evil entity called Nightmare, but refused to follow his evil orders and was discarded into the depths of space. Oh, baby Kirby, I want to save you. I'll feed you all the cake that you want. I'll give you all of the tomatoes. I don't know. Kirby would probably like a mushroom also. Kirby's Warp Star is also expanded upon in the anime. As in the games, it's a mode of transportation. But here, the Warp Star is also the source of his power, but he's too young to keep it safe for himself. So the character Tiff takes it upon herself to keep the Warp Star safe. Though Sakurai instructed that Kirby not speak in full sentences, citing the Peanuts character Snoopy, he did allow him to use a small vocabulary, including his catchphrase, Poyo, and the names of various attacks and characters. Prior to this, Kirby was also in a short educational video that was released exclusively in Japan in 1994, designed to teach kanji to young children. The feature was not animated but contained illustrations and was bundled with a similar video featuring Mario and Wario. Oh, I really want to see that. I want to know what kanji Kirby's going to teach me. Manga and comics. Kirby also stars in several manga series, most of which have only been released in Japanese. The longest running series is titled Hoshinokabi Dedede De Dedede De Hoshinokabi Dedede De Pupupu na Monogatari. Kirby of the Stars, the story of Dedede and Pupupu. That's so cute. It has been running for up to 25 books and was written by Hirokazu Hikawa. While Viz Media originally had plans to release the manga in English in September 2010, this release date was pushed back to October 4th, 2011 before being completely canceled. Oh no! Oh, that makes me sad. Maybe they'll re-release it later. Or maybe I'll just learn how to read Japanese better. Other Kirby manga are typically one-shot comedy, 4-coma gag manga based on the games and have multiple artists. The German Club Nintendo magazines often feature comics starring various Nintendo characters, including Kirby. In his comics, Kirby is reimagined as a detective, and King Dedede is his sidekick. These comics were promotions for Kirby games that were released in Germany at the time, including Kirby's Dream Land 2, Kirby's Avalanche, and Kirby's Dream Course. Kirby's Dream Course, that's the one that I was thinking of, the putt-putt golf type game. I'm not really sure what to call it. It's pretty fun though. Alright, this is the last section of the Kirby Wiki page. Since he first appeared in Kirby's Dream Land, Kirby has received positive reception. Yay! Of course, who doesn't like Kirby? Nintendo Power listed Kirby as their 19th favorite hero, commenting that he doesn't get the respect that he deserves. Kirby ranked second on Game Daily's top 10 Super Smash Bros. Character list. They also included him in their Pretty in Pink video game characters article. GamesRadar listed Kirby as one of the most lovable blobs, calling him one of the cutest things to appear in Nintendo games, yet also describing the way he defeats enemies as horrific. Oh! He ranks 6th on IGN's top 10 veteran Super Smash Bros. Characters, described as the pinkest bad A ever made. An issue of the webcomic VG Cats depicts Kirby in 100 forms from both video games and other forms of media, such as characters from The Legend of Zelda, Metal Gear, and Gundam. In 2011, Cheat Code Central ranked Ninja Kirby as the 9th top ninja in video games. Definitely deserves to be on that list. Ninja Kirby is very cool, because he can climb walls and trees, and he throws little tiny itty-bitty shuriken that are very cute. UGO Networks listed Kirby on their list of the cutest video game characters, stating, "It's easy to get on board with someone who will eat anything." I couldn't agree more. I definitely relate to Kirby just in the fact that he is pure id, driven by the desire for food at every turn and of questionable morality. Kirby's very chaotic neutral, I would say. In 2009, GameSpot chose him as one of the characters to compete in their poll for the title of All-Time Greatest Game Hero. In a 2010 Famitsu poll, Kirby was voted by readers as the 12th most popular video game character. In the 2011 Guinness World Records Gamer Edition, it lists Kirby as the 18th most popular video game character. In 2012, GamesRadar ranked him as the 40th most memorable, influential, and bad A protagonist in games, saying, "If you don't think a pink blob can be tough, then you clearly haven't seen Kirby in action." So there you have it. That's the Kirby official Wikipedia page. I love Kirby. I could read all of the Kirby wikis, but we'll leave it at this one for now. Now that we've reached the end of the Kirby wiki, let's think back and picture the good times on Planet Popstar, sitting under a tree with a Waddle Dee, having a little picnic with Kirby. Maybe Kirby's not there, he might eat everything. Looking out at the green greens with a gentle breeze coming by as you slowly drift asleep. Good night.